Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here again, and I'm bringing back another episode. Not bringing back because it's not really this is the first time I'm talking about this, but it's about Reddit, right? And this is sort of a documenting the journey post. It's also got something kind of an epiphany that I'm going to talk about in this episode. But as you guys probably know, you know, some of my content that I put out there is just for the purpose of documenting my journey and showing you guys sort of how I go through my process and how do I go from being where I was yesterday to where I am today, right? Just my little steps for getting to where I want to be in the future. And we're going to be talking about my sort of advancements on Reddit today. Now, Reddit is a platform that I've known for a while, which is unsurprising because Reddit is a very well-known platform. As it's called, the front page of the internet, right? But Reddit was never a platform that I considered to be something that I would be posting on. Like, I've always looked at Reddit threads, I've always visited subreddits, I've always read the material, but I never really considered myself as somebody who would be engaging with the community and being involved in it, you know what I mean? And so, it's interesting though, because now I'm deciding to become a part of the community in the sense that I'm no longer just going to be looking. I'm not just going to be an onlooker. I'm also going to get involved in the Reddit community, in threads, in comments. I'm going to be talking to people. I'll be upvoting or downvoting and even making posts of my own, which is something that I just did. And it made me realize something. And this is the epiphany that I want to share with you, right? I'll share it with you in a bit. So, if you look back a little bit, not too far back, but just a little bit in my podcast episode history, I made a post about a Life of Lucas episode called Not My Kind of Entertainment, I think. Something along those lines. Not my kind of entertainment, not my form of entertainment, right? And in that episode, in that brief episode, I described the kind of material that I see out there on the internet that I don't consider very entertaining. You know, when people are obnoxious or loud or immature, when people break expensive things, when people disturb the public, you know, stuff like that I don't find to be entertaining. Now, I don't mean, when I say this, in whatever medium, whether it's I post this on Reddit or talk about it in a podcast, I don't want this to be a diss, right? I'm not insulting anybody who makes this kind of content. It's your right to choose whatever content you want to make. I just, as my opinion, right, this is my opinion, I don't find that content entertaining. And so I don't want anyone to treat this as a diss if this is the kind of content that they make, right? But anyway, that's besides the point. I decided to write a Reddit post about it under the subreddit Unpopular Opinion because, I mean, from what I've seen, a lot of people like this kind of entertainment. Judging by the number of likes and views that these videos and this material gets, and seeing how many subscribers that these kind of content creators get, how many subscribers they have, which shows how many people like that kind of content, right? It seems to me that the kind of content that I just mentioned, the obnoxious and loud and immature kind, you know, that gets a lot of support. And so, conversely, it would be an unpopular opinion for me to not like that content, right? So, I posted, you know, basically what I said in that podcast episode. I posted it in written format on Reddit under the subreddit Unpopular Opinion. And interestingly, I got several responses within like the first 20 minutes. And I never expected that. The first upvote came within like a minute of that post being posted. And within the next 20 minutes, I have several responses on the subreddit. You can actually go see for yourself. And I think it's really interesting. Because when I posted written content on Medium or even on Twitter, I barely get interaction on both of those platforms. My Twitter has a few likes every now and then. I get a comment if I'm lucky. Medium, I don't even recall off the top of my head if anyone ever responded to my Medium posts with a comment. I know that people clap for my material on Medium, which is still not an everyday occurrence, right? And even less frequent than that, like I said, I don't even remember if I ever had a comment on one of my Medium articles. But here I am on Reddit, and I make one post, my first post in a subreddit called Unpopular Opinion, my first post gets an upvote immediately, which basically, even if I get a clap on Medium, I don't get it immediately. If I get a like on a Twitter post, I don't get it immediately. This happened almost immediately. And it's not just the upvotes, it's like the comments, you know, the comments that are coming through. It's remarkable. This level of interaction and engagement is not something that I'm used to. Heck, even on Instagram, where my audience is the largest, even I don't get these many comments on my Instagram posts. And right now, it probably has, like, I'm not looking at the screen right now. I'm actually trying out something new where I have my phone propped up and I'm standing up right now as I make this episode. So I'm getting in the habit of standing, like, kind of like what if I were on a stage and I were speaking to an audience, right? And I'm practicing my sort of hand gestures. That's why I'm standing up, right? And so I'm not looking at the screen, but I got about like five comments right now. About five comments that I have not made, comments that were made by other people right now, if I remember correctly. And like I said before, this level of engagement is incredible. And it's understandable because the Reddit community is a lot larger and a lot more active than the community on Medium. I would argue that Medium's community, you know, is significantly smaller than Reddit's community. I mean, Reddit has easily millions and millions of users on different, all different kinds of subreddits, right? All over the internet. Medium is a very sort of niche website for, I guess, more professional writing, a more professional setting, but it's also with a lot smaller audience, a lot smaller, you know, community. And so with this level of engagement, I think it makes more sense for me to post more writing on Reddit, because that way the things that I say are seen by more people and people have a chance to respond more easily to what I'm saying. And that level of feedback can help me, whether it improves what I'm saying or whether I can take some constructive criticism, right? So I think from now on, my go-to form of writing platform is going to be on Reddit. Now, here's where the sort of epiphany comes in, you know how I've talked about trolling and online toxic behavior before, right? Where I've talked about anonymity and the lack of accountability that the internet possesses that gives people sort of free rein to behave in ways that they wouldn't otherwise in person, or at least to a significantly lesser degree. The internet's anonymity and lack of accountability allow people to say terrible, awful things to each other and treat each other horribly. And, you know, I don't like to engage with those kind of people online. I don't like to deal with toxic behavior or comments, or people who troll, people who are negative, right? But here's the interesting thing that I just kind of had an epiphany of, is if you don't feed into that, can you combat it? As in the sense of, let's say I make a Reddit post or a Reddit comment somewhere, somebody responds to my post, replies to my comment, and they say something hurtful, something mean, like you're an idiot, or you're stupid, or you're useless, or whatever, right? What if somebody says something mean to me like that? Now, I have enough self-esteem and confidence to know that such statements are, you know, they're coming from a troll. It's not really going to affect me. Or even if it's not from a troll, even if somebody really doesn't like me, I mean, I'm not going to feed into that. I'm just going to respond with empathy, or I'm going to provide some sort of level-headed response. You know, I'm not going to provoke. I'm not going to retaliate. I'm not going to insult back. And in doing that, does it potentially, you know, change the sort of outcome of that person? Or like, how should I say this? You know, I think it'll change things. When you don't feed into trolling and toxic behavior, when you don't respond in similar kind, I feel like that's one effective way of defeating toxic behavior online, is if you don't respond to it. And one streamer that I follow, his name is Asmongold, he made an important point of, we need to stop creating reward systems around toxic behavior. You know, we always sort of like treat this as like a funny thing when people make fun of other people. We need to stop creating that sort of pyramid of, oh, like the more you make fun of somebody, the better. Like, we need to stop memeing on people. And I'm not saying memes are all bad, but like when people make memes that are inappropriate and offensive and hurtful, you know, we need to stop rewarding people for doing that. And you know the saying, misery loves company. If somebody is being miserable and they try to project that misery onto me, if I don't respond with misery, if I don't fall into that trap of misery, and I respond with kindness and empathy, and, you know, I'm not attacking them back, then misery can't affect me. I'm not going to be misery's company. And they're going to run out of fuel, because how can you attack somebody constantly who is, you know, not responding in kind? And there was a video that I saw, I think on TED Talk, right? I don't remember. It was one of those videos with, like, people sharing their profound ideas. And this guy talked about the psychology of a bully and a victim, and how if a bully, like, bully tries to insult the victim, make the victim feel terrible, but the victim does nothing but respond with kindness and respect and compliments, and soon the bully can't really attack the victim anymore because the victim's not giving the bully anything to feed off of. The victim isn't responding to the bully with toxicity and hate and insults. And so the bully runs out of steam because you're not giving him anything to work with. You're just responding with kindness. And so the bully walks away, or the bully stops. And so it's interesting to note that it took me a while, I think, to connect these two pieces together, but I think this can be applied to online behavior as well. If somebody is treating you horribly online and you don't feed into that and you don't respond to that, then they run out of steam and they walk away. So I think that's just something interesting to note. Again, this was really intended to be a documenting the journey episode, but it turns out to also be, I think, something of value. I'm going to link this in the, I'm going to link this episode in my Instagram bio and see what people think of it. Hopefully people consume this because I think it's really interesting. It's really easy to respond to people who attack you online. Now, first things first, you cannot be hurt by what they say. I know that's easier said than done. The level of self-esteem and confidence that I have in myself is as a consequence and product of me continually working on myself and knowing my strengths and weaknesses. And it's not going to be easy for everybody to have this level of self-esteem and confidence, especially growing kids and teenagers, right, that I speak a lot to. You know, they're not all going to have this level of self-esteem and confidence. And so I'm not going to say that this is going to be easy, but it's something that you can work on, right? And if you can avoid getting hurt immediately by what people say to you online, then you can start working towards responding to them with kindness and empathy. And in doing so, like I said, they're going to run out of steam. At least that's my hypothesis. But I'm applying what happens in real life when a bully tries to make fun of a victim and the victim responds with kindness. You know, and I'm applying that to what happens online. I think online it's going to be a lot harder to deter a troll from being a troll or someone from being toxic. I don't think it's going to be exactly the same, but I still believe that the principle might apply here. So, again, interesting topic, but hopefully you enjoyed this episode. It's really interesting, really profound, something to think about. And I will definitely see how much I can apply to this, apply this principle to my future online dealings, so that when I do interact with people online, because I know in the future, you know, if I continue down the road that I'm going down, I'm going to run into more people who are toxic, who try to act hostile towards me, people who might try to troll me. And so actually, honestly, the best thing for me to do is, you know, sort of prepare for that. And in the way that I'm preparing for it is just, you know, not biting the bait. You know, respond with kindness and empathy, and that way you're not miserable and you're not making them any more miserable. So anyway, again, hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what your thoughts are. I'd love to hear them. And I will see you all next time. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.